With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. It looks like there won't be any changes to Chatham-Kent's municipal boundary lines after all. A motion brought forward by Ward 4 Councillor Rhonda Jubinville in February was shot down last night when the decision to hire a company for the review was shot down with a failed vote. The motion ended up falling with a tie, 8 votes in favor and 8 against. The ward boundaries were also reviewed in 2008, 2011, and 2015 without any changes being made. Chatham-Kent's seasonal patio program on public property is set to become permanent. There was no debate on the issue last night as council members decided the program was an asset to businesses and ended its temporary status. The pilot program started during the COVID-19 pandemic as a way for businesses to expand their outdoor footprint by setting up patios on municipal sidewalks. The program will run seasonally from April 1st to November 1st each year going forward. There's a flag raising at the Civic Center in Chatham at noon today to mark the start of Sexual Assault Awareness Month locally. That'll run through the month of May. Today's flag raising will be followed by a light lunch at the Chatham-Kent Sexual Assault Crisis Center's offices on Riverview Drive. And both Windsor and Detroit have a lot to celebrate after a successful NFL draft. The NFL says 775,000 people jammed Detroit's streets over the 3 days. That beats the record in Nashville in 2019, where the draft attracted 600,000 people out. The events in Windsor drew about 6,000 people. The Florida Panthers are heading to the second round of the NHL playoffs. They beat Tampa Bay 6-1 to take out the Lightning. Dallas rallied back to tie things up against Vegas by beating the Golden Knights 4-2. The Blue Jays hung on to beat the Kansas City Royals 6-5. The Tigers game against St. Louis was postponed because of bad weather. They'll play a doubleheader today. And in the NBA playoffs, Denver and Oklahoma City advanced to the second round. The Nuggets eliminated the Lakers while the Thunder took out New Orleans. The Celtics took down Miami to take a 3-1 series lead. Cloudy today with showers this morning, then clearing near noon, a high of 20 Celsius. Clear tonight, low 9, and sunny tomorrow with a high of 24. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.